Good morning. It's March 15th, 2011. The time is 6:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. This is my second week of emergency first responder course, and it's going along well. We're learning a lot and a lot of information. One of the things I have been focusing in on this since last week and over the weekend, we have various work practical work areas that we have to know for to be a first responder. And this one I'm looking at is patient assessment and management. And there's certain areas you have to do to complete this particular practical exam. And I'm just going to go over it here real quick. Initially, when you arrive on scene, you do scene size up, and you take care of body substance isolation precautions. That's BSI, which is put your gloves on. And then you determine if the scene is safe. Then you determine the mechanism of injury or nature of illness with your patient. You determine the number of patients. You request additional help if necessary, and you consider stabilization of the spine, and that ends scene size up. And now you go into initial assessment, which you have to get a general impression of the patient. You have to determine the response and level of consciousness of the patients by asking its three questions. Age, what the person's name and where they're at would be an example. And if they answer all three, they're alert times three. If not, they're just verbal, or else if they just respond to pain, they're just response and consciousness is on the pain level. Then you determine the patient's chief complaint or apparent life hazard. Then you do an assessment of the airway and breathing, where you assess and maintain an airway. You initiate appropriate oxygen therapy, which could include administering oxygen O2 at 15 liters with a non-rebreather mask. You assure adequate ventilations. You check the breathing. You look, listen, and feel. And you manage any life threats to this airway breathing, because that's the number one priority of an emergency responder. Then you assess and control major bleeding. You assess for pulse. You check skin color, temperature, and condition. You recheck your airway and breathing and circulation throughout, and then you pass on this information to responding higher EMS. That ends your initial assessment. Now you go into your history and physical exam. If there's no life threats, immediate life threats, you obtain a baseline pulse, determine rate and quality, as well as a baseline for your respiration, again, rate and quality. Check skin color, temperature, and condition again. And then you obtain a sample history, where you ask for signs and symptoms, any allergies, is the patient on any meds, the past medical history, when their last meal was, intake, and how they got into that particular situation. Then you do a head-to-toe assessment by palpating the head, the neck, the chest, abdomen, the pelvic area, and the arms and legs for any deformities, open wounds, tenderness, or swelling. And then you repeat that ends your physical exam, but then you initiate, you redo your initial assessment, and you repeat your physical exam every 15 minutes and pass it on until higher EMS arrives on scene. So that's one of the practical exams that I have to do. I verbalize, but I also do on those particular items on a volunteer victim. It's a lot to learn, a lot to know, and that's just one aspect of what I'm doing in this first responders class. So you all have a good Tuesday. Be far safe, be far wise, learn not to burn, and ciao for now.